So the first thing I would have to ask is, how do you remember your life specifically being impacted by the National Women's Movement in that era we were just talking about?
Yeah. Well, I graduated high school in 67.
Okay.
And my mother, I had told the other girls too, my mother was forward in her thinking in the aspect that women had to be able to make their own money and not depend on a man. My mother worked when most women didn't work. Not because she wanted to, because she had to financially. We weren't poor, but my dad was a truck driver and he would have big breakdowns. And so money, you know, so she had to get a job. But she was very adamant about that. And because we lived in Glassboro, three blocks from, I walked to school every day coming here. She definitely wanted me to come here and be a teacher. And that's mostly what the girls majored in here was education. And I'm very grateful to her that she, you know, kind of made me do that. I wanted to go away to college, but I was not allowed to do that. So I came here, and I've always been very grateful that you know, that she was forward thinking like that. That I be able to come and be a teacher and, you know, the summers off and the holidays, because my real goal was to have, you know, be married and have children and maybe work part time. But in reality, I did become a teacher and I had a career and I've retired with 34 years in the pension system. So
that's fantastic. And then going off of that, do you feel as though there was a rise in women's agency within Glassboro during this time? I know you said you were kind of around my age, so it's, I don't know if that's would have just directly impacted you, but from what we witnessed, it sounds like as if you grew up in a very progressive household.
My parents were very liberal Democrats.
Yeah.
Union people. And I was too. And my father wanted me to be a doctor, but I knew that I didn't think that I was smart enough to be a doctor, and I didn't want to invest that time. My parents were very liberal in that idea that women should be educated and have a career.
Yeah.
But also be able to work part-time if you wanted and, you know, to raise your children.
Did you feel more comfortable advocating for yourself after you saw what was happening nationally, or had you always kind of felt comfortable in that way?
Yeah, I never really, you know, that whole movement, like I said, 1968 is sort of when everything started. I never felt put down as a woman. I never felt that there was something that I couldn't do. Like I said, my dad thought I should be a doctor.
Yeah.
I knew that I didn't want to be a doctor. I just didn't want to do that. So I would have to say, growing up in Glassboro, I never felt like doors were closed to me because I was a woman. I never felt that way.
That's really encouraging. That is not the answer I was expecting, and still very encouraging.
I don't know. Now, having said that, I would say that most of the girls that I was in high school with, your options were teaching, nursing, secretarial, maybe working in a store. There weren't any women that I knew that maybe later on they went into other careers, but that was sort of they were the issues. My friends became teachers or nurses or worked in offices.
So.
But that wasn't a bad thing.
No, yeah.
Just was sort of the way it was.
Right. Going off of this, the national impact at a local level of this national movement, did you feel, you just mentioned that you never felt limited.
Yeah.
Did you feel when this movement was occurring an impact that, the exact question is, was there a backlash within Glassboro to women who were advocating for themselves with regards to the national movement? So even if you had never felt limited, was this, does that make sense?
I think I know what you're asking. And I would have to say, me personally, I never saw that. And it's funny, when you look back on history, you see, you know, a whole different thing. I have granddaughters, and so the doors that are open to them are much different than the doors that were open to me at that time. But yet I never felt that there was a door saying, yeah, you can't do this. And when you're young, I got married when I was 19, and my husband was a student here too. So you're busy, you're cleaning your apartment, you're doing your laundry, you're doing your homework, working. So you don't really look at the history that's going on because you're just so busy.
Yeah.
But looking back, that 1968 exhibit that I went to at the Constitution Center, it was music changed, art changed, the Vietnam War. Huge impact at that time. Yeah.
That's a really interesting perspective that we're not taking in this moment.
No, I never thought of it really as like, oh God, there's a women's movement going on. I better get involved. I was already involved. I was going to school. I was married and, had an apartment and, didn't really think about it.
Looking back, do you think that when I think of the women's movement, I think of like feminism and the word feminist.
Right, right.
Have you felt an evolution in that word, the connotations it has, or its use or its popularity within your lifetime?
Well, even now, it seems like that can be like a bad word. Just look at, I don't want to get into politics, some women on the national level are put down, called names, criticized, for wanting to be in politics or have leadership roles. And it's almost like to be referred to as a feminist is almost like an insult to some people. But I feel like I've always been a feminist, but I never went out and marched.
Yeah.
I got my degree, I made my own money, I have my own investments, so I guess I'm a feminist, like lowercase f.
Exactly. Do you think you would have prescribed yourself as so 40 years ago, or do you think it's become easier to do so? That's a very
I don't know. I can't think back to that, but I just always knew that I was going to be making my own money and calling my own shots. I've always voted,
Yeah, definitely. And then, do you think that there has been? I just asked that. Do you think that women in Glassboro are in better economic standing now than they were prior to this movement?
I would say because most women now do get some kind of post high school education, and I have I'm in a couple of groups, a prayer group, and a couple of book clubs and things that I'm in. And a couple of the women that I know, they have PhDs. They're doctors. In fact, a couple of them are adjunct professors here. So 40 years ago, I didn't know any woman that had a PhD.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is that these two women that I know, I didn't even know they had PhDs until like after I knew them for a year or two. And I heard someone refer to one of them as doctor. And I didn't even have a PhD. It was not a big thing.
Yeah. Definitely. This is so interesting.
Yeah.
And then that same question, and this is the last one, but do you think that women are in a better social standing now than they were 40 years ago? Do you think, directly as a result or as an evolution or however you see?
I would say that it's because of education. And when you have an education, it just allows you to have a better job and be financially secure, because that's really what it all comes down to.
Right.
My daughters both have degrees. My younger daughter has two master's degrees. Would they call themselves feminist? I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
They're certainly living the benefits of what came before.
Right.
Because it wasn't even a question that they would go to college. Get degrees.
Yeah.
But they're also homemakers and they have children and they cook and I think that's what's great, that's what is open to women, is that you can do both things, although something gives sometimes. There's no that expression of you can have it all, you really can't have it all because something gives somewhere.
Yeah.
So you have to have, if you are married and have children, you have to have a husband who's willing to help or be financially secure enough that you can hire people to help. So
yeah,
it's hard to have it all.
Right.